Coal-fired power plants like this one are the country's biggest contributors to global warming, but they also supply about half of the country's electricity. I'm touring the plant with Paul Allen. He's a senior vice president of Constellation Energy, the company that owns Brandon Shores.
This power plant serves the electrical needs of perhaps a million customers. It's a very significant portion of the generation supply for the Baltimore metropolitan area.
How long do you expect this plant will still be here?
Oh, decades.
That means it will also be pumping out carbon dioxide for decades. Right now, that doesn't cost the company anything, but that will change if one of the bills making their way through Congress becomes law. That's because power plants, refineries, and factories would be covered by what's called a cap-and-trade system. They would need allowances for every ton of carbon dioxide they emit. At first, the government will probably give Brandon Shores and the other polluters some of those allowances. But over time, the company will have to buy them.
The price will be dynamic. It will go up, it will go down. But if we are serious about meeting the kind of targets that climatologists tell us need to be met, it's possible to think that the price of carbon control could be pretty high.
Allen says Constellation will have no choice but to buy the allowances from other companies or the government.
We recognize that this is going to be ultimately an additional cost of doing business.
And over time, as the cap gets tighter, that could mean customers will have to pay more expensive electricity bills. Allen says Constellation can't just install a pollution control device for carbon dioxide the way it's doing to strip out other pollutants like the ones that create smog and acid rain. That's because carbon dioxide is an unavoidable byproduct of burning coal. Some engineers are working on ways to capture carbon dioxide from coal-fired power plants and then inject it underground. But Allen doesn't expect those technologies to be available anytime soon. Later, in a quieter spot, Allen says the prospect of carbon dioxide regulation already is having a huge impact on his business. For instance, Constellation is planning to build new nuclear plants because they don't emit carbon dioxide.
If you believe, as we do, that carbon policy is both good and inevitable, and that it's going to have to be pretty significant in order to make a difference ecologically speaking, then you begin to believe that it has to be at the center of all of your business planning. And for us, it is.
Economist Billy Pizer from the Washington think tank Resources for the Future says that's exactly the kind of thinking supporters of climate change policies are hoping to inspire by making it expensive to emit greenhouse gases.
Suddenly, this activity that had no consequence before has a consequence, a financial consequence. So it's going to change the way people think. It's going to change the way they use the fuels they currently have, and it's going to change the way people invest in research and development to try to find cleaner technologies.
Pizer says the hope is over the long run, the changes will be enough to stabilize concentrations of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere at a level that will protect the environment. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.